A Warm Graycris Welcome, written by Artemis the Huntress and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating, general audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. On Pinli, Rati and Garathin's first evening on Tranrol in Haifa, they get a sense of what they're in for. Their first day on Tranrol in Haifa was fucking exhausting. Even catching dinner at a station restaurant was an exhausting affair, because Pinli was stressed and upset, and being stressed and upset made her nauseous, and it was stupidly hard to find anything that looked like it served food that would not upset her delicate freeholder stomach, so unused to microplastics and carcinogens. As if she'd been eating any better on Port Freecommerce. As if she'd eaten a decent meal in months. Rati finally pointed out a vegetable-heavy noodle place, and she gave up and said, "Fine." And now the three of them were sitting in uncomfortable, tired silence around a patio table. Something that she would give the corporates here, efficient and impersonal food appearing in front of her, was exactly what she wanted right now. Nobody really wanted to talk about what came next. Pinli twirled the noodles around her fork listlessly. Stir-fry noodles and vegetables and chicken broth, surely nobody could mess that up. It smelled fine. She still wasn't hungry. But she knew she would regret it in the morning if she didn't eat anything, and besides, she had paid Preservation's money for this. She forced herself to take a bite. The texture in her mouth was unpleasant. Not unexpected, but it was too much right now. She forced herself to chew and swallow it anyway. It was fine. Rati and Garathin were eating theirs in equal silence. The problem was her. Well, that wasn't true. The problem was every fucking thing. She stared down at the table, the weight of everything she was expected to do pressing down on her. The food should have been a distraction. It wasn't. She took another bite. Wait. No, the food was wrong too. It tasted off, somehow. The flavors weren't right. There was something else underneath it. Something not quite sour, not quite acrid, but definitely not right. She lifted the noodles to her face, squinting, and, yeah, that did not like it was supposed to be there. Stop, Pinli said. Then more intensely, stop, both of you, stop eating. Both men stopped and stared at her. Rati slowly spit out a mouthful of noodles back into his bowl. Well, now that they were looking at her, she felt insane. But there was nothing she would put past Graycris at this point. Pinli held up her fork, limp noodles dripping off it. I think they poisoned our food. What? Said Rati. Look, is there a blackish powder dusted over your food too? It doesn't taste like any normal spice that should be in this dish. It tastes like mold, honestly. And poisoned or moldy? I do not want to eat this. Why do you know what mold tastes like? Rati asked, instead of any relevant questions. A history of bad life decisions doesn't matter. What matters is... Garathin, what the fuck are you doing? Garathin was slowly and pensively chewing on his noodles again. You'd better not be about to tell me that I'm being a naive preservationer who just doesn't recognize the beauty of artificial flavoring agent number 42.
Is that what you think of me?
Garathin said, mouthful. Then he grunted and spit it out. And no, you're right. It's definitely poisoned. Great, she said. Fucking great. How much did you two eat? Not, Rati said. That much? Throw it up if you can, as quickly as you can, Pinli said. She already had her feed interface fired up again, searching for places to get antitoxins, or at least charcoal smoothies. Those were trendy the last time she was in the rim. I knew they knew we were here, but that's an abrupt message. We are eating prepackaged shit for the rest of our time here. What a warm, goddamn Graycris welcome to Tranrol and Haifa. The End.